And welcome, Katie Bogalke.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You are the executive director of the Community Resource and Vision Center and have taken on the Festival of Trees, and we're going to hear all about that today.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, first up, let's talk a little bit about the Envision Center.
Yeah.
Just briefly.
Yeah.
Because that's a slightly unknown amazing resource for our community.
Yes. Thank you, Susie. Yes, we've been around for 13 years, and we're still unknown. And I think it's because of some couple reasons. First, we were the Sandpoint Resource Center. We were located downtown, and we originated by two men and a cell phone who helped a veteran get connected to resources, and they were shocked at how hard it was to actually find suitable resources or not dead ends. And so what came of that was years of pulling resources together, both here regionally, nationally, locally. We have all sorts of resources that people can get connected to, whether those are in health and human services or community meals. We have a plethora of information coming our way that we're constantly sifting through, so that when someone comes to us in need or with their unique set of circumstances, we have a relationship with the person providing that service, and we can hand them off and connect them with a plan, right? So usually somebody who's in need or crisis comes in and they say, I've got this problem. We sit with them for all it takes is 15 minutes and we find out, oh gosh, you have six things that are going on and we need to plug you in here, here, and here. And let's make a plan for how we do that, right? Let's go here first. I'm going to walk you over to this area, or I'm going to take you or call this person on your behalf. And then we'll follow up with points 2, 3, 4, 5, and make sure that you're getting the resources that you need to get to self-sufficiency.
How do you find the people that really could use the support?
Yeah, most of them come to us through referrals from service providers. So say we're working with Helping Hands Healing Hearts, and they have a client that they've already serviced, but they have more needs. They'll come to us and we'll sit with them. We'll learn a little bit more, and then we'll plug them into additional resources. And it's wild. So we're located off of 130 McGee Road out in Kootenai. And when we have partners of ours, or, you know, business people come to our offices, they're like, boy, you guys are hard to find, which is true. However, our clients have no problem finding us because they're desperate for our services, and they stick in there with us. And so that's just kind of an interesting tidbit that we've learned.
I wondered about that. And does the spot bus come out there?
They do.
Oh, that really helps.
This is a new addition, yes. So they come over right to, there's a spot bus location right at 130 McGee. And then if you have a doctor's note, they will take you right to the VA clinic or even right to our front door. But without that doctor's note, you're just getting dropped off on McGee Road.
It's not that hard to find once you're there. And you just
Correct.
Have a new signage out
we
there?
We did. We got some new signage that was courtesy of last year's Festival of Trees money that we were able to raise. And so we finally got some signage up. We're still, you know, the city of Kootenai has some serious signage restrictions. So we are limited in what we can do on the road, but we finally have some good signage, at least at our door and within our offices.
And this Envision Center, we call it Community Resource Envision Center, used to be just Community Resources.
Yeah, the Sandpoint Resource Center. Yes. And we probably will be doing a rebrand at some point because it is such a mouthful. Mm-hmm. But I'm also terrified to do a rebrand because
we've already used to it.
A little bit. The few that know us know us by this. Right. So we'll see what happens.
It's probably a big part of your job to continue to make that connectivity to other services and resources and make sure everyone knows about you. Mm-hmm. Because you have the key oftentimes to the next step for people to jump off from. Could it be poverty or whatever the needs are?
Yeah, absolutely. So our biggest goal is to just get our community to know who we are, so that when somebody sees, you know, somebody at Walmart or their teacher or a student's parent, you know, somebody struggling, they can say, I might not have the answers, but I know who does. And they pass on our information to us. So no one has to look away when they see something that makes them uncomfortable or that they don't have an answer to. And so one of the things that we've been trying to do is, you know, just boost our advertising, our marketing on Facebook and things like that. But what we're trying to do is get a monthly advertorial in the Reader, and we've had a very generous donor donate two ads to us, and it's been phenomenal. Our last one that went out in October resulted in two volunteers for our poverty simulation, which was huge, and then an anonymous donor that saw one of the needs that our client had for winter boots, a disabled man who needed winter boots, and they took him to Larson's and bought him fleece-lined jeans, some boots, hats, mittens, a work jacket, the whole gamut, and so needs are being met when we get out there. We just need to get our message out there and our brand out there so people know who we are and how we're connecting people.
And just a quick question, how did you get involved?
Gosh, well, that's a really long story, which I will give you the brief one of. I moved here in 2017 after a domestic violence issue with my husband back in Seattle, and I was plugged into resources that blew me away in this small community. First, it was Priest River Ministries. Then I got involved in Leadership Sandpoint. I started working just 2 days a week at the Envision Center. And then my predecessor left, and I got to fill her big shoes, which was a huge leap for me. But it's been very rewarding and challenging and eye-opening.
And it's a large nonprofit resource center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's move on to the subject that you really came in to talk about, which is the upcoming Festival of Trees.
Yes.
Now, that used to be something else. It was hosted by the Angels Over Sandpoint, and recently the Envision Center. I think last year was your first year.
Yeah. So,
tell us a little bit about the background and history of the Festival of Trees and why it has changed hands, and then we'll get into what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Festival of Trees is a longstanding tradition. Many communities have them. Ours had been hosted for about 20-some plus years by the Kinderhaven Group. And yes, and they are no longer operating. And so 2 years ago, they started looking for who to hand it off to. And by the grace of God, it came to us. I think we had a great volunteer base and a lot of gumption and desire to take it on. And also really the desire to bring in other community partners in it and to make it more of a collaborative fundraiser instead of just something that benefited our organization. So last year we took on the Festival of Trees. We followed their recipe of friends and family evening and then the big gala. And it didn't sit well with us just because we had nearly 1,000 people come through in a 3-hour period for friends and family night. And those are our clients. So we're like, we got to switch this up and make it more about that friends and family day, because those are the families we're interacting with, the clients, the people that we see walking through our doors. And so so we changed this year's format to an all-day friends and family event at the Hive, which is really exciting. I've been lying, apparently. I was saying that it's the first time anyone under 21 can be at the Hive, but I just learned from Mac that the high schoolers had their prom there, so second time.
Just close the bar.
Yes, yes. So it's fantastic. We're really excited about this full-day adventure. There's going to be face painting and Santa. We have a fourth-grade gingerbread competition that's taking place. We have 14 schools now participating, which is fantastic. We have 3 coming down from Bonner's Ferry, a couple from Priest River, and then all over the Lake Pendere School District, we have a couple additional gingerbreads coming in. And what's so fun about this is on Friends and Family Day, everybody coming in will get a ticket. And they get to vote on their favorite creation. And then that creation will go to the gala and be auctioned off.
When you say creation, it's a decorated tree.
This one is a gingerbread. The fourth graders, okay. Yes. So they are doing, it can be a house. It could be Schweitzer Mountain. It could be the mill. It could be anything that they dream up as a classroom. And then that goes to the gala as an auction item. And then whatever amount that raises, it goes back to that classroom, and that classroom gets to choose which nonprofit they want to award that money to, which is really fun. So we're like planting a philanthropic seed with our youth. Last year, $900 was awarded to UCAN from Washington Elementary's classroom. And we just love it because it brings in families, it brings in people. Again, we're trying to bring people into our organization so they know who we are. And we found all of these little fourth graders coming to the Festival of Trees last year to talk about, you know, to show their work to their parents. And some of their parents didn't even know that they'd been working on that. So that was really fun. And then also at the Festival of Trees, we have, I believe we're up to now 9 nonprofit partners that will have trees that are decorated and stocked with presents, and those will all be available to be bid on by silent auction or online auction at the Friends and Family Day.
So you go and view the trees, mm-hmm. these decorative things, and trees. And then you go online to do the bidding. So the bidding doesn't happen there.
Correct. So you can be present to see them in person, or you can view those online and you can bid right then and there that day. It will all close at, I believe at 5 o'clock that night, we will close the bidding. And each of those trees are designed by a nonprofit partner. So we have the History Museum and PISNY and Helping Hands and all of these fantastic groups that are partnering with us to create these trees. And then 50% of the proceeds also benefit those organizations. So we're really working on sharing the wealth and getting each other's messages out there.
So 50% of the sort of the take for the auction on the trees goes back to the original the folks that put the trees together.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, which is great. So anybody who really, you know, wants to support a specific organization, they can donate items to that tree. They can get really excited about it. Those organizations can then ask their donors and their followers to bid on it. And then just regular community members who've never had a chance to bid on trees now have that opportunity. So that's a new change this year. And that's all at the Friends and Family Day. On November 30th.
There you go. So it starts on that day.
Yes. So on November 30th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. down at the Hive at Small Business Saturday, the day after Thanksgiving. Well, actually, that would be 2 days after Thanksgiving.
Sure.
folks are invited down to stop in at any time to come and look at the trees, vote on their favorite gingerbread. We have a raffle tree that the women of the Idaho Club donated. It's packed to the brim of peanuts, Charlie Brown flavored gifts and goodies. It's really adorable. And so for $10, you have the opportunity to win a $2,500 tree. So that's a pretty exciting bang for your buck there. And then free cookies and cocoa. Santa will be there all day to get photos with. Just fun for the whole family.
Sounds like a great event. And that's on Saturday. It kind of kicks off the whole week.
Right. And so then the following week, and this is, I love that you say that. So this year, every year we're doing this, we're going to mold and shape and grow into what our community actually wants this to be.
It sounds like a huge endeavor to me, but
it is a huge endeavor.
We have a lot of people working on this.
We are very fortunate to have a lot of wonderful volunteers. But the thing that makes me so excited about this is it's becoming a community event. It's no longer something that our organization feels like we have to own. It's something that people are coming alongside and helping us grow.
Right. How can we get involved? Question.
Yes, exactly.
So I'm just thinking, first of all, I want to back up to the folks that put the trees together. You said there's 7 partners in that endeavor. I'm just going to list them.
Yeah,
or perfect. You can.
No, go ahead.
So Love in Action Idaho, Sandpoint Area Seniors, Bonner Homeless Transition, Bonner Community Housing Agency, Helping Hands Healing Hearts, Community Cancer Services, and the Pondere Rotary.
Yes.
So those are your groups.
Those are our groups.
Put it together.
And then we had 2 late ones sneak in, which is Panhandle PISNY. Special needs.
Right.
And then the other is the Bonner Historical Society.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And so we're thrilled to have these people come and partner with us, and we're building relationship, and they all have a very specific theme for their tree that relates to the work that they do in their organizations. It should be really fun.
Yeah. And so then that's on Saturday, November 30th, and then the week ahead has kind of other stuff going on.
Yeah.
Tell us.
So then the following Saturday is our Midnight Magic Gala, and the gala is being catered by 113 Main. And we have a lot of magical Cinderella vibes that are going on at this event. So we have a couple of little secrets and treats that are going to be unveiled there. But we're just looking forward to bringing people together again for this opportunity to share what we do at the Envision Center and where we're planning to go as an organization.
So who gets to go to the gala?
Anyone who feels fancy and wants to spend a little bit of money.
Okay.
Yes. So again, going back to the way it was set up last year, we spent so much time and energy on the gala. Not that we didn't spend energy on the Friends and Family Day, but it wasn't even. And I wanted to even that out. Why were we spending so much money on something that only a few people in our community can afford and not as much time and energy on really the folks that we're helping and serving? So by no means are we skimping on the gala. It's still a fancy, wonderful affair. We have about 175 guests who can attend to that.
Tickets still available?
There are still, I believe, 3 tables available. So act fast if you're interested. On our very first week, our VIP tables all sold out, which is kind of fun. We have VIP tables now because we're hosting it at the Hive. And so those will all be up in the balcony with bottle service, their private bathroom. Very swanky, very, very fun, mm-hmm. glitz and glam. And then at the gala, we have a whole different set of trees that will come in for that event. So we have 10 different trees coming in that are designed by all sorts of community groups, or less community groups, more businesses for this. So we have 3 of our interior design businesses participating, Lighthouses participating, Kinixu, who did an incredible tree for us last year, is going to try to repeat the magic
Kinixu.
Of that. Oh, sorry. Yes, let me say that again. Kinixu Community Health.
Okay.
They created a slam dunk tree for us last year.
So the guests at the gala then do live bidding.
So
on
that's
these trees.
Yes. So okay. We have an auctioneer who comes and does the whole live bidding. I've never been to an auction like that before until last year. So it was quite exciting. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So we have, again, really phenomenal sponsors for the event. I cannot thank enough Avril Hospitality Group, Lighthouse, State Farm Insurance, Tarabash Agent, and then Selly Valley Construction all showed up in a really big way. And, of course, the Hive. The Hive is just making this happen for us and possible. It's incredible.
That's very nice. So it sounds like you have a lot going on, right? You're probably just putting it together. Or no, you've been doing this for a while. It takes a lot of hands, and we wish you the best. I just noting here that last year the Festival of Trees raised $213,000.
Yes.
And it all went to help our community.
Absolutely.
Thrive and be better for everyone.
Yeah. And we're so grateful. I mean, we are so grateful that this holiday event landed in our lap. It is an incredible opportunity that really has changed our organization. That was double our budget from last year. So we're growing in ways that we didn't see coming, and that is fantastic. Mm-hmm. We've also grown our board of directors is shaping up. We're getting some new life in there. Our staff is growing. We are really looking forward to making an impact in this community. And then one of the biggest things that we're thrilled about with the gala is that 30% of our proceeds from the evening are going to be going to the Angels Over Sandpoint, specifically into a fund that helps people who are falling through the cracks. So while we have a lot of resources out there for people, there's still some times where clients come in and we look at them with such empathy and sympathy when we're like, we have nothing to offer. There's nothing to offer here. So this fund will help those people who are falling through the cracks, who might just have had, an instance happen where, they're just tipped over the edge, right? A medical bill or a car breakdown or, a loss of job due to an injury. And we can help come in there with a little financial assistance.
Emergency fund.
Exactly.
We call that a hotline.
Yes.
Right. I worked at a nonprofit in Ames, Iowa with the farmers. It was called North American Farm Alliance. And I got to give money to farmers who are losing their homes from Farm Aid.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah.
It was an emergency hotline for sure.
Yes.
Anyways, that's an important little aspect that people don't realize, that we need some help right now.
Right.
Not just filtering them to an agency that couldn't put it together for them.
Exactly. Immediate assistance.
Well, good job there, Katie Bogalke, for all the work you're doing at the Envision Community Resource Envision Center. And have a wonderful Festival of Trees. It's a big event.
Yeah.
It's a whole week long. So eat good and get lots of rest so that you've got it all together to keep this thing moving forward.
Thank you, Susie.
You have a great team and a committee working on it.
We do. We do. Olivia Luther and Becca Orchard are heading up our committees, and Judy Manis is running an entire team of volunteers, and we could not be more grateful for every single man, woman, and child who has shown up to assist in this. It does take a village.
It truly does.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Katie, for coming in.
Thank you.